Welcome to Inside the Mind. My name is Drew Fitzgerald, here to bring you coverage of all things Charlotte 49ers. College football is back, y'all. After several long months, the Charlotte 49ers will finally be back on the gridiron. Saturday at 8 p.m., the Niners will host the James Madison Dukes from the Sun Belt Conference. You can catch the game on ESPNU or listen on ESPN Charlotte 7:30 The Game. The Dukes are coming off an amazing 2023 season where they finished 11-2. But in the offseason, they suffered some massive changes, including their head coach, Kirk Cignetti, and their two coordinators heading to Indiana University, who the Niners play in week four. The Dukes hired Bob Chesney in response. He's from Holy Cross, an accomplished coach at the FCS level, transforming that program and winning five conference championships 5 years in a row and appearing in the FCS playoffs or postseason tournament, however you want to call it, 4 years straight from 2019 to 2022. JMU lost a lot of players in the offseason as expected. Their quarterback Jordan McLeod made a lateral move and transferred to Texas State, leaving former seasoned Washington backup Dylan Morse to transfer in and compete for the starting spot with redshirt sophomore Alonza Barnett. JMU also lost their top four rushers, but gained a new weapon in Ayo Adai from North Texas, who broke 1,000 yards last season, averaging 7.1 yards per carry, oh my goodness, and had a total of six touchdowns. James Madison's highly prestigious run defense was also gutted in Cignetti's departure. They were top five in the nation in rush yards allowed. The Niners will be playing a very different James Madison team than last year, but their ceiling is yet to be discovered. You know, Chesney brought in a lot of pieces from his Holy Cross team. And remember, that's a Holy Cross team that played Army very close last year. So I'm curious to see how they're going to transfer over to this JMU team and respond to FBS Sunbelt gameplay. To spur some excitement for the opening game, the Niners revealed their new Gold Rush uniforms, a never-before-seen combo for the Niners, who will rock a matte gold helmet with a gold jersey and white pants. It was also announced the game will be a gold out, so bring your gold-themed Niner merch. Now let's move to the meat and potatoes of things for Saturday's game.
Of opening comments before we get into your questions, so bear with me. We first start with our team. We have come out of camp, unfortunately, pretty banged up. We have definitely eight, probably nine starters that are injured, which is, you know, I'm not great in math, but it's getting close to 50%. And I feel very bad for those kids. But I know that the young people that'll get an opportunity to play will play hard. And I take responsibility for that as the head football coach. You know, when you open with JMU, you know, program is 19-4 over the last couple of years. You can get a little overzealous, and you have to balance between that callus that you want the players to have, and then getting them healthy. And I think I get an F minus on that for this camp. It looks like, you know, it'll take probably the first three games for us to get back to full health.
What you just heard was audio from Charlotte football's week one press conference yesterday, where head coach Biff Poggi revealed that 8 to 9 starters, roughly 50% of the team's starting lineup, have been sidelined with injuries from fall camp, days before the Niners week one matchup this Saturday night against the James Madison Dukes. Coach Poggi did not state who on the team was injured, but did indicate that the Niners would not be back into full form until the conference opener, Week 5 in Houston, against the Rice Owls. He also did not clarify if there were any other injuries on the roster. To the public, media, and fans, this information is absolutely nuclear and leaves several questions unaddressed, mainly, what happened at fall camp? A few injuries are always expected before a season, but for 9 of your starters to be injured from fall camp, that's a concerning statistic. During the 2024 American Conference kickoff in Arlington, Texas, the preseason American Conference media poll was revealed, ranking Charlotte 13th, or second to last, in the conference, right above Temple. According to the Charlotte Post's Cameron Williams, Charlotte football's spread against JMU has shifted from +6.5 to +8.5 on Caesars Sportsbook after the news broke. The Niners were already projected underdogs. It's safe to say with this news, they are the clear underdogs. Alongside the shocking injury update from Coach Poggi, the week one depth chart was revealed at yesterday's press conference. The depth chart does not reflect the injuries that Poggi mentioned, so just take everything with a grain of salt. Let's not waste any time and jump right into what we discovered. As expected, Max Brown will be the starting quarterback for the Niners. As you remember, he's a redshirt sophomore transfer from the University of Florida. He will be backed up by no other than Trexler Ivy, who had an up-and-down year last season, and Deshaun Purdy, an incoming freshman with a cannon of an arm. The running back room is just as we expected. The Niners will utilize their three-headed monster of Teron Kelman, a reliable back who totaled 328 yards last season, Cartavius Norton, the incoming Iowa State transfer, and Hashawn Wilson, Charlotte's former walk-on who earned a scholarship with an 198-yard, three-touchdown breakout game against Memphis last season. Nothing has changed much in Charlotte's stock tight end room of Jake Clemens, Bryce Kennon, and Colin Weber, other than the Niners adding last season's fullback Joey Burns into the mix. Moving to the receivers, analyst-turned-receivers coach Jason Barnes will lead the Niners receiving corps. This was a problem group for the Niners last year. Charlotte rarely had a semblance of a passing offense, coupled with the year-long quarterback battle between Jalen Jones and Trexler Ivy. Justin Olsen will make his start at receiver over Jairus Mack. Olsen is a transfer from Middle Tennessee State University. Last season with the Blue Raiders, he had 450 yards and a touchdown. Omega Blake, former South Carolina transfer, makes an appearance in Charlotte's receiving corps. Blake showed some of his raw athletic talent off last season at South Carolina, making 19 catches for 250 yards and two touchdowns. He voiced his intent to play at ECU and even appeared in their purple and gold spring game, yet would enter back into the portal and play at Charlotte. He will share snaps with grad receiver Sean Brown, who totaled three receptions for 31 yards last season with the Niners. At receiver, the Niners have also added Terez Traynor to their arsenal. He's a redshirt senior transfer from the University of Idaho. He hauled in 79 passes for over 1,000 yards and five touchdowns in 27 games for the Vandals. He will share snaps with Isaiah Myers, the Independence Community College transfer, who was a first-team National Junior College All-American. Now for the offensive line. Left tackle, the big boy, 6'5", 355-pound Jordan Hernan, who followed Max Brown from Florida, will make his start. At left guard, the Australian, Jordan Spasovic Maoko, the redshirt junior transfer from Texas A&M, will start. The returner from last year, Johnny King, will be under center. Mitchell Mays, who played 919 career offensive snaps over 32 games in 4 years at Clemson, will make his start at right guard. Rounding out the line, local Charlotte native and redshirt sophomore Kendall Stanley will make his start at right tackle. At defensive end, Michigan State grad transfer Dre Butler, redshirt senior and impact player Stone Handy, and redshirt senior Mike Kelly Lawson will all be options for the Niners to start on the edge. Grad transfer from Gardner-Webb, Charlie Jackson will make his start for the Niners as defensive tackle alongside senior Dez Morgan. At linebacker, Osita Ekwonu, Prince Wallace Bama, and Reed Williford will all start over Damon Clowney despite his impactful contributions last season, including 33 total tackles and 4 tackle for losses. At defensive back, star preseason all-conference Dante Balfour will lead the secondary alongside transfer redshirt junior Elijah Culp from Troy, redshirt senior transfer Trevon Booker from Campbell, and redshirt sophomore D. Edwards from Louisville. Finally, at safety, junior Amahi Ali will make his start alongside UNC transfer Jaquarius Conley. 8 Niners were named College Football Network's preseason All-American Conference. Henry Rutledge was named a first-team specialist. Dante Balfour and Amahi Ali were both named as first-team defense. Stone Handy, third-team defense. Colin Weber, third-team offense. Reed Williford, third-team specialist. Kyle Cunanan and Jordan Herman were both given honorable mentions. As no surprise to anybody, Charlotte's star cornerback Dante Balfour has been listed on the 2025 Reese's Senior Bowl watch list. The Senior Bowl is a postseason college football all-star game played annually in late January or early February in Mobile, Alabama, which showcases the best NFL draft prospects of those players who have completed their college eligibility. Tight end Bryce Kennen has also been nominated for the All-State AFCA Good Works Team. The Good Works Team recognizes college football athletes for their unwavering commitment to community service and their good works off the field. Congrats to them both. We're going to end today off on a positive note. After an impressive NFL preseason by former Niner wide receiver Grant Dubose, notching 5 receptions and 66 yards, he ultimately did not make the Green Bay Packers' final roster. However, today it was announced that the Miami Dolphins have picked Grant Dubose up off the waivers. Another Niner is officially on a regular season roster in the NFL. Thank you so much for listening to our episode today. Remember, Niners wear gold on Wednesday, and they also listen to the Inside the Mind podcast. Thanks, everybody.